is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This year's Academy Awards were all about one movie.
Anora.
Film about a New York City sex worker won 5 Oscars on ABC, including Best Picture and Best Actress for newcomer Mikey Madison.
All of the incredible people, the women that I've had the privilege of meeting from that community has been one of the highlights of this incredible, of this entire incredible experience.
Best Actor awarded to Adrian Brody for The Brutalist.
No matter where you are in your career, no matter what you've accomplished, it can all go away. And I think what makes this night most special is the awareness of that.
Zoe Saldana and Kieran Culkin took supporting acting awards. European leaders banded together to pledge support for Ukraine after a contentious meeting between President Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky Friday.
It was a sad day for our country. It was a dumpster fire of diplomacy.
Arizona's Democratic Senator Mark Kelly on CBS's Face the Nation on the argument that left a mineral deal and other talks in limbo.
To corner him in the Oval Office on that kind of stage was wrong, and it makes us look weaker as a nation, and it makes us less safe.
But Secretary of State Marco Rubio told ABC's This Week,
"The only way it ends is if Vladimir Putin comes to a negotiating table, and right now President Trump is the only person on earth who has any chance whatsoever of bringing him to a table."
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The Israel-Hamas ceasefire is on shaky ground after Israel stopped all aid deliveries into Gaza yesterday. Former Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Roth.
Israel is once more blatantly violating its duty as an occupying power in Gaza to permit access to humanitarian aid.
Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hamas of using the aid to, quote, finance its terror machine.
Israel has accepted this plan. I accepted this plan. But so far, Hamas has rejected it.
Hamas calls it cheap blackmail. Firefighters have been battling wildfires across the Carolinas. Tiga Kay, North Carolina Fire Lieutenant Daniel Dellinger.
The fire, once it hits this, embers anything, it spreads within a matter of minutes. Our yard can be consumed in fire.
The largest is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The first private company, Firefly Aerospace, stuck a moon landing over the weekend. CBS News space consultant Phil Harwood.
The lander has 10 NASA-sponsored science and technology experiments on board, and the clock is definitely ticking. The lander touched down at the start of a 2-week-long lunar day, and when the sun goes down, Blue Ghost runs out of power.
S&P futures are up 17. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine will see some protesting today. In the morning, State Representative Greta Neubauer and others plan on creating a scene at Brian Stiles' Racine office at the courthouse. A statement says they'll be delivering letters of opposition about Medicaid legislation to his office. Later in the day, protests are planned for Monument Square. Based on the images, you can tell someone was speeding. 3 cars were involved in a crash at Albert Street and Summit Avenue in Racine last night. That's near Moreno Park. 1 car rolled over and someone was trapped inside, with initial reports coming in at around 5. At least 3 people were taken to the hospital with their conditions not yet known. Several Racine County crews were called in to help with an out-of-control grass fire yesterday. It was in Tishigan near the Waukesha County line. The flames were reportedly getting close to a barn, but firefighters from all over, including Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester, were called in to assist. They were able to get things under control. And if you weren't able to thrive this weekend, you can recap online. Some of the information shared at the expo can be reviewed in full. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough, when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota. Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night, and then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Now, my oldest daughter just started high school. Well, I had to take her to a freshman orientation. You ever go to freshman orientation? It's the most boring thing you will ever do with your kids. You know, because you sit in an auditorium, people come up and you can speak and just lie to children about the future. And I'm sitting there and this lady comes up and goes, I want you children to know you can be absolutely anything you want to be. I'm like, lady, why are you lying to these children? Maybe 4 of them could be anything they want to be. But the other 2,000 better learn how to weld. I'm looking at these kids right now. I count at least 60 Uber drivers. Tell the kids the truth. Say, hey, kids, check this out. You could be anything you're good at as long as they're hiring. And even then, it helps to know somebody.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Does a hanky panky.
James and the Shondells, the Hanky Panky, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget this morning, a couple of things happening here. At 7 o'clock, in our 7 o'clock hour, Nell Minow's going to be here to go over the Oscars, the winners, the losers. How was the presentation? I kind of enjoyed it myself. I didn't see the big winners. I saw two movies over the weekend, hoping they would, you know, do something. So I at least could say I saw them. But I saw The Brutalist, which was the biggest 3.5 hour waste of my life. And I saw Conclave, which I kind of liked. But they didn't do anything, really. Well, Adrian Brody did win for. He was a very good actor in the movie. I didn't like the movie, but he was very good in it. He's good in everything he's in. Anyway, we'll talk to Nell Minow then at 8:30 this morning. Two old friends are getting back together again Monday morning. This morning at 8:30, I've got big news about the reunification that will make for a feel-good summer. That's at 8:30 this morning. So a big morning coming up here. It's 6:11, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for partly sunny weather today with a high near 43. Rain likely tonight, lows 39. Rain tomorrow with a high near 46. Right now, cloudy, 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, we've got Neil Diamond now at WRJN. Here's Neil and Cracklin' Rosie.
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And love, don't you know? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here. Say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl. Store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking those and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
6:14, local news, timeless hits at WRJN with Neil Diamond. So the Academy Awards were last night. If you didn't watch it, you probably don't care about movies as much as I do, because I never miss it. The problem with the Academy Awards is, out of the 10 nominees for Best Picture, people only heard of about one or two, maybe three of them, and didn't see the rest or never heard of the rest. And the one that won Best Picture of the Year was Anora. Won 5 Oscars last night, including Best Picture and Best Actress for, is it Mickey or Mikey Madison? I'm not sure if it's Mickey or Mikey Madison. I never heard. She, you know, seemed like a nice person. I think it's Mikey Madison. I got to check. Anyway, it won all the Oscars last night, but nobody's ever heard of the movie before. Didn't play wide. A friend of mine saw it. He said it was okay. But won Best Picture. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for The Brutalist. There's another movie nobody ever saw. It's 3.5 hours with an intermission. I didn't like it. And that was about it. Best Director. I didn't see him. I'll get to it on the list here later. There was Sean Baker, who was with the movie Anora, said something very interesting. He urged people and companies, movie companies, to put their films in theaters, not on streaming services. He said, put them in movie theaters where they were meant to be seen on a big screen with an audience. So the audience can react and you could be part of the communal reaction. And I thought that was a good speech. I really liked it. There were some good speeches there. Kieran Culkin, he won for Best Supporting Actor. That's Macaulay Culkin's little brother. I didn't see the movie A Real Pain, but from the clips, it looked kind of good. Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg wrote it. Jesse Eisenberg starred in all those teenage movies. He also was in the movie about Facebook. What was that called? The social media. Social something or other. Social network. So, yeah, there's some good movies to look out for there. Very good. All right. I didn't see them. We're going to talk more about this with Nell Minow coming up. Nell is the movie mom, and she also writes for RogerEbert.com and sees them all. And so we'll talk to her a little after 7 o'clock tonight. But right now, speaking about show business, we've got Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. I'm currently 3 episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far, I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Ritchson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season 3 so far has more of a feel like season 1, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so-far-so-good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the 3rd season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
officers, 100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
'72 for the Looking Glass and Brandy, 622 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 43, cloudy now 33 degrees at Radio Park. Well, we said goodbye to February the other day. Here are a few things to look forward to in the month of March. Daylight savings time begins next Sunday, March 9th. I thought that was always in April around Easter. I guess not. You lose an hour of sleep that night, but it won't get dark so early anymore. Then on March 20th, they've got the first day of spring coming up. It's almost March Madness time. Selection Sunday is March 16th, and the men get underway on the 18th. The women's tournament starts the next day. The new Major League Baseball season starts in a few weeks. The Cubs and Dodgers play their first series in Japan starting March 18th. Opening day for everyone else is March 27th. The Simpsons returns to TV March 30th for its 37th year. Whoa. In theaters, Robert Pattinson's sci-fi thriller Mickey 17 lands next Friday. The Steven Soderbergh spy thriller Black Bag comes out on the 14th. Disney's new live-action Snow White opens on March 21st. And finally, we've got the holidays here. The big ones, Lent, starts next Wednesday. March 8th is International Women's Day. Purim starts on the 13th. 17th, of course, St. Patrick's Day. It's also National Cereal Day. Get your Lucky Charms ready. On March 7th, National Ranch Dressing Day on the 10th, Pi Day. You know what pi is, right? You learned that in math. 3.14. Yep, of course, that's March 14th, 3.14. National Puppy Day on the 23rd, and Waffle Day coming up on the 25th. Some really big days to look forward to this month, huh? It's 6:24 local news, timeless hits. We got the Wanderer. Here's Dion DiMucci.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. Well, that I'll be with tonight.
gonna show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
From Dion at the Belmont, gorgeous Dion, the Wanderer, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, don't forget, coming up at 8:30, we're going to reintroduce you to an old friend is coming back. Yes, very exciting news. 8:30 this morning, you got to be here at WRJN for that. Next time you're frustrated but you can't find a parking space, remember this. There are 2 billion parking spaces in the United States. That's 7 per car. Maybe not at the exact spot you're looking at, but they're there. Oh, yeah. Tommy Rowe, Dizzy. We're looking for partly sunny weather today with a high near 43 degrees. Rain likely tonight, rain tomorrow. But right now, just cloudy and 33 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Dizzy. I'm so.
Dizzy, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:30. In just a minute, we've got the news for you. Now, we've been talking about this asteroid for the past few weeks. It was likely to hit Earth. It was like 3%, 1%, then a half a percent. Here's the latest. The chances of that asteroid hitting Earth in 2032 dropped to basically zero. But now there's a slim chance it could hit the moon. We'll see how this plays out. We have some time to deal with this, right? 6:30 on the noggin right now. Let's see what's going on in the news this morning locally. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tables were turned over and fists were flying during a fight at a Kenosha restaurant last night. Police were called to the Golden Corral at just before 7 for the report of a fight with a knife and one person injured. The extent of the injuries aren't yet known. Social media video of the event shows chaos, with a handful of people involved in the violence. Racine residents may see some signs downtown. A statement says State Representative Greta Neubauer will join supporters at the courthouse, where demonstrators plan to deliver letters opposing cuts to Congressman Brian Stiles' office. Monument Square is also said to be site of some protests later in the day. After starting in West Allis and winding through Racine County, a chase ended in Kenosha County early yesterday, with 5 from Illinois arrested. 2 others in the speeding SUV got away. The pursuit wrapped up near Salem Grade School after deputies put out spike strips. A search is underway for a missing 13-year-old girl who disappeared from Oak Creek Saturday afternoon. Lillian Asala is 5'5 and was last seen near South Pennsylvania in East Forest Hill Saturday. She was wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Community-supported agriculture projects across the state being hard hit with federal funds being withheld. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. One of those, the Fair Share CSA Coalition. Tess Romansky is the communications and development manager there. She said they found out that one of their signed and contracted grants has been terminated. That grant was specifically designed to promote community-supported agriculture.
You know, that's a really big blow. We had the contract. We had planned this amazing project to do a lot of research into CSA, make CSA accessible, and provide a lot of resources for farmers to be able to market and reach new audiences. And so with our loss of funding, with all of these talks of funding freezes and conservation programs under question, it's a really hard time to be a farmer and just face all these uncertainties of farming is hard. And federal support is important to make sure our small-scale farmers can survive. Now is a great time to show your local farmer that you care.
Tess Romansky, Communications and Development Manager for Fair Share CSA. What they're doing now is trying to encourage citizens to think about buying local. Get involved with a subscription farmer near you. She says everyone is a little bit different, but basically it allows you to support farmers locally and help offset the loss of some of those federal funds. You can find out more online. CSACoalition.org. CSACoalition.org.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the much-awaited U.S. Champion Cheese event gets started officially tomorrow in Green Bay at the Resch Expo Center. If you're not making the trip to the big event, you can still watch some of the judging online. Go to uschampioncheese.org, and you can watch all the action right there. The champions will be announced on Thursday. That's a look at food news on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night, and then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
A couple months ago, I read about this guy in the paper who plunged to his death bungee jumping because his cord was 70 feet too long. 70 feet too long. Would actually make for a very good word problem, wouldn't it? Jim is about to bungee jump. The ground is 100 feet below Jim. What can the maximum length of Jim's bungee cord be when stretched? That must have been an uneasy feeling, huh? Free falling to the earth like that. You know, his last thought must have been, boy, this thing should be tightening up any second minute.
Local news, Tablets, it's WRJN. Big news coming up at 8:30 this morning. An old friend is going to be here. We're reuniting, a reunification of two old friends. One older than dirt and one not as old. We'll talk about that at 8:30 this morning. Nell Minow is going to be in, the movie mom, and also contributed to RogerEbert.com. She'll be in to talk about the Oscars last night at 7:05. But first, moron news. An 18-year-old woman in Florida arrested after vandalizing her ex's car, or what she thought was her ex's car. She egged and spray-painted a neighbor's car in accident. Wait, you mean she spent a dollar an egg to throw at someone's car? And by the way, I saw the car. She did a number on it with that spray paint. I mean, it's everywhere. All these horrible words written all over the car in spray paint. It's going to cost her a fortune to get that car fixed. Whoa. What a moron. It's 6:39, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. I've got Diana Ross and the Supremes right now singing.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love, I need you. Oh, oh, I need you. But all you do is treat me bad. Break my heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing ya, miss kissing ya. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up. Don't throw our love away. In my
love the Supremes, Diana Ross and company. It's 6:41, local news, timeless hits. So this woman in England celebrated her birthday by going to a rave. Her name is Hilda Jackson. Her retirement home threw her one on, this was last Tuesday, after her nephew heard she wanted a rave. Now, Hilda said to a reporter, she didn't actually ask for a rave, didn't know what it was, but she enjoyed every minute of it. Oh, but did I mention? She is 105 years old. She enjoyed the rave. Good for Hilda. I like it. It's 6:42. We're talking Oscars with Mel Minow, the movie mob, coming up at 7:05. Big news concerning an old friend coming up at 8:30 this morning right here at WRJN. First Hooked on a Feeling, here's BJ.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold. You let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling, high on believing that you're in love with me. It's as sweet as candy, the taste stays on.
Thomas Hooked on a Feeling at 6:45. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, you're on an airplane. You got to use the bathroom. I've got a few tips for you. This is from a flight attendant. Touch as few surfaces as possible with your bare hands. I do that any public bathroom I go in. It's like a soccer match with me. I don't touch anything. Don't go in there with your shoes off. Never use the sink water to brush your teeth. That water isn't filtered. And it's, by the way, it's disinfected every 3 months. You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing don't ever use the bathroom on an airplane flight. That's what my brain is hearing. 6:45 at WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's Supportive Care Management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
The Badgers.
Sees Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking.
Tracy Yost in the Classics 4 is spooky at 6:51. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. We just sent a ton of our listeners to go see Hermits, Hermits and the Association. And they were playing at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And we got some comments from them. They wrote us some notes to tell us how much they liked the concert. And here's what they said. We got names here. Oh, Randy and Deb from Kenosha said, love the energy and showmanship of Peter Noon. Those songs brought back great memories. And it was so much fun to see them live in concert. Kenneth from Kenosha said, Hermits, Hermits were a blast. Glad we went. Ronnie B. from Racine said, Hermits, Hermits. We're happy to see him. Fun, upbeat, very entertaining. Peter Noon's voice is still great. Karen from Zion said, we heard you ask for a review, and to be clear, we loved Hermits, Hermits. Exactly what we expected. Probably better than most groups from our era that are still performing today. All their comments were like that. They were very, very nice. I'm glad you enjoyed the concert. And speaking about Hermits, Hermits... Yeah, I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. We've got some more concerts to give away throughout the year.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married several times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am. Second verse, same as the first. I am, I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before, and everyone was an Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Hermits at the Genesee Theater last Friday night, March 28th. Congratulations to all the people that won. I'm glad you enjoyed the show because, you know, it's Hermits, Hermits. They're legendary. They said Peter Noon still sounded spectacular. I love it. Hey, rejoice. America's least favorite months of the year are over. In a poll on our favorite months, January and February were least liked. April is most liked. That's coming up. And December is the most divisive. The only non-winter month that people are a little sour on is August, probably because it's a back-to-school thing, or maybe it's just you're getting tired of summer heat. Who knows? But, it's over. January, February, in the books. Speaking about that Hermits, Hermits concert at the Genesee Theater, this group was also on the bill. People loved them. The Association. Here's Wendy, 6:55, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. Winnebago Association and Windy Local News, Tampa's Hits, WRGN. It's 6:58. This 74-year-old Scottish woman forgot about an old savings account her grandmother set up for her and never closed. She was pleasantly surprised. She saw the balance was $3.35. That was back in 1960. That was 60 years of interest and ballooned to over $330. She's looking into two other accounts to see if there's more. This kind of happened to me. You know, when I was in kindergarten, first grade, you remember you had that envelope and once a month you had to put a dollar in there and they sent it off to the bank. And when you retired from grammar school, you retired a millionaire in the sixth grade. Remember that? Okay. People forgot about that. I mean, you were putting a dollar in an envelope. They didn't give you any receipt. They didn't give you any bank statement. They didn't do anything like that. So we put it off to Security National Bank in my hometown. And the bank changed hands to different names so many times. And cut to the 1990s, I think it was, the 1990s, my nephew calls me. He says, I just saw your name in the newspaper. In New York? He said, yeah. There's a big ad for a bank, and it's listing hundreds of names of people that have accounts that haven't been touched in about 40 years. And you're one of them. I said, really? So I contacted the bank. It had been changed names so many times. I called them and they said, yeah, your name is here. We have money for you. It was your school account where you put a dollar in the envelope every week. I said, oh, and I'm picturing, you know, I'm going to be the richest man in America. That's what I'm picturing. And she said, well, it's not a lot of money we're talking about. I said, can you tell me about it? It's around $75. I said, oh, how do I get it? Well, we need some ID. That shows your address when you grew up. Which I happened to have my old college ID, so I sent it to them. They sent me a check for $75. I thought it was riches beyond my wildest dreams. Turns out it was $75, but $75 is $75. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Nell Minow is coming up for you to talk about the Oscars in just a moment. But first, let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The story of the little engine that could at the Oscars, Anora. The story of a New York sex worker walked away with five awards on ABC, including Best Picture and Best Director for Sean Baker.
I want to thank the Academy for recognizing a truly independent film. This film was made on the blood, sweat, and tears of incredible indie artists.
Anora's Mikey Madison won Best Actress, Adrian Brody Best Actor for playing a Holocaust survivor in The Brutalist.
It's an important time to recognize that there's no place for intolerance.
Supporting acting awards went to Zoe Saldana and Kieran Culkin. More from CBS's Matt Wolf in L.A.
The Oscars open.